Elemental Grace Alliance Discourses, Introduction. Peter, 21st January 2015. Thank you, Shekinah, for your enlightening introduction. Beloved and esteemed members of the Elemental Grace Alliance Council, I bow and acknowledge each and everyone present within this circle of one. I also acknowledge the presence of Archangel Michael and his legions of light who are surrounding this council gathering and all its members in love and protection. I also wish to acknowledge Archangel Lucifer and Mother Mary. Oh my God, I am now seeing so many who I know and love so dearly. To all of you who stand behind this alliance, welcome and thank you for your loving support. I am indeed very humbled by this experience. Shekinah has outlined so much in his opening speech that it truly does warrant more detail and more expansive awareness, at least for me. But its summary does give way to what I believe will be a very informative itinerary of discourses honoring all of humanity and the Elohim, angels, devas, elemental, and nature kingdoms. I do not wish to labor my introduction, for it is really important that others have the opportunity to introduce themselves and explain the reasons they have appointed themselves with seats upon the Elemental Grace Alliance. Before I begin, I wish to share this with all of you as part of our unified consciousness. These are the words of my beloved brother, Master Jesus, and that for me sums up very clearly my intentions for co-creating this council and the desire to bring to the light of human consciousness a solution and resolution for building a bridge of consciousness, a bridge of friendship, a bridge of trust between humanity and the elemental and nature kingdoms. It is from A Course in Miracle. Peace be to me, the Holy Son of God. Peace to my brother who is one with me. Let all the world be blessed with peace through us. Father, it is your peace that I would give, receiving it of you. I am your son, forever just as you created me, for the great rays remain forever still and undisturbed within me. I would reach to them in silence and in certainty, for nowhere else can certainty be found. Peace be to me, and peace to all the world, in holiness where we created, and in holiness do we remain. Your Son is like to you in perfect sinlessness. And with this thought, we gladly say Amen. I come to this council not just as a representative of the human race, but as part of the knowing that what is declared above is in truth my divine essence and right to serve God in the highest and the best way that I can. Even as a mere human being caught up in the mass consciousness and all the illusions that that entails. I come to you this day as part of the exponentiality of a thought form that I know was given to me by God, a thought form that in many ways is concerned with the lack of awareness of humanity toward not only the existence and reality of the Elohim, angels, devas, the elementals, and the kingdoms and realms of nature, but more importantly, the role that these dear beings of the light play within our human lives. My humanness has come to the realization of the desperation and need to find a better way so that peace, honor, and love can be restored between these divine characteristic natures of all unseen realms by humans themselves. My holy desire is to release these beautiful beings, both human and elementals and nature spirits, now knowing what it is like to be exiled from love. It first occurred to me that perhaps it was just about educating humanity in a more expansive way about the different levels of the elementals and nature worlds. But as I went deeper into myself, I discovered that due to the very nature of humanity and their lack of willingness to change, or possibly the lack of awareness of how to change, there is the need to find deeper understanding to break down the barriers that presently exist. Perhaps the way to move forward is to find a more radical solution by going directly to the Godhead requesting change from the top down. To conceivably look at changing, altering, amending the fiats, decrees and charters that he/she has in direct alignment with the elemental and nature realms. I have no ideas to how this may develop, but what I am aware of is the process, the laws that apply to the interactive play directly related to how creation unfolds and matures, indeed expands. I do not for 1 minute wish to imply anything or even to offer any suggestions, for the reality is, from my human perspective, as Shekinah so rightly indicated, humans do not have the capabilities to understand the detailed processes. My last encounter with such a council proved this for me in ways that I could never have deemed possible. Yet from a simple proposal back then, and from within the naivety of my own human experience, a radical and an incredible resolution was found. So here are my only thoughts at this early stage of the proceedings, and I shall simply restate my proposal to begin this idea of building a bridge of consciousness between humanity and elemental and nature kingdoms. May I just add here that I am not by any means discarding any inclusions of those who represent the Elohim, the angels, the devas, or any other of God's divine beings of light that play such an important role within creation itself. My proposal to find such a radical solution is this: to change or rewrite the divine charters with God for the elementals and nature kingdoms, so that a radical and significant shift can be made toward humanity's conscious awareness about their interrelatedness and co-creational abilities for a more active and mutually beneficial co-creative collaboration together. Esteemed members of this council, I bless you all for listening, and now open the floor for others to introduce themselves and share their reasons for being here. For the greater glory of God, go I. Amen. A little time passed while I now knew I had to obtain the commitment from those who had contacted me showing their interest to take part as a human representative within the council discourses. Unfortunately, the result was that no decisions were forthcoming as to which members they would like to represent. I allowed this to unfold naturally and in alignment with my intuition, especially not forcing or making any decision or action that may not be in alignment with the divine flow. What I was not expecting was what took place for virtually the whole day of the 1st of February. Sue and I found ourselves in what I would describe as a very unpleasant time of extremely chaotic energies, both within and around us. We were both very unaware of where it all came from and allowed it to play out as if it were coming from the very personal aspects of our own past. By the end of the day, we were both exhausted and totally confused because it came so suddenly and without any apparent conscious reason. We both knew and understood that nothing ever happens by chance, and so still very confused, I wanted some clarity. As I sat at my computer just before I went to bed, I decided to ask my higher self to explain the truth about what had transpired. Here is the response given to the question I contemplated.